Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Everybody, what is going on? It is Wednesday. We can call it Wacky Wednesday. We can call it Hump Day. We can call it Words of Wisdom Wednesday because we're here. And I'm not even going to be on here too long today. I just wanted to share a quick message. I was thinking as I enter my house tonight and I began to get off the phone, because typically when I enter the house, sometimes I get on the phone, or sometimes I stay on the phone as I run upstairs and continue to stay on the phone. Don't speak to my mother. Don't speak to anybody else. I just get in, get out, and go on and mind my own business. But then today I began to realize that I got out of the practice of getting off the phone before I entered the house. And today I want to talk about making time, because we all say that we're so busy and we all have all this stuff going on. Oh my goodness, I'm so busy. Life has me so busy. Even being busy, I still believe that we have time to first and foremost make the priorities in our life a priority. And I say that because the things that we really want to get done are the things that we see as an immediate need or need to get tackled right away. We tackle those things. If we know that we have a bill due tomorrow, we pay that bill that night because we do not want our lights being cut off. So I want us to begin to think as we move forward throughout the rest of this week and also moving forward throughout the rest of this year and the rest of our lives. How can we begin to make time? One instance for me, pure example, my mother enjoys watching TV. And I think she actually just enjoys me being in her presence while she watches TV. It seems funny, but still, it's something that I picked up on. And by me picking up on it, now I know that, okay, if my mom's sitting watching TV, let me go in and sit by her, or let me go sit down in the living room and just watch TV with her. Because that's me making time. That's me intentionally giving time. We might not be talking. We might not be in a discussion. But still, that's me giving time to my mother. Period. Spend time with friends. Because we all have friends, or we have a friend, or somebody that we identify as a friend at least. You need to spend time with friends because this allows you to get out of your day-to-day mundane, sometimes routine. And you get with your friends, they allow you to be childlike, not necessarily childish. They might allow you to be childish. They might. And if they do, that's your business. That's your friendship. I'm not here to judge you on that. But if you begin to make time, then your mind and your body can be free when you return back to the activities or the items that you have to do on your checklist. If you don't allow yourself to have that time to de-stress, allow yourself to have that time to relax, then you'll just be so wound up and so tight and so stressed out, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And that's a real thing, because stress and pressure, there's a healthy level of stress that forces you to get some things done, because sometimes it makes you fearful of what could happen if you don't accomplish that or get that thing done. But at the same time, we don't want to push ourselves to an unhealthy level of stress. We want to be in a space to where we can relax and into where we can come back fully refreshed so that we can attack what we need to attack and so that we get that stress off of us. So make that happen. Make that happen. Make that happen. And also finding time, like I said earlier, making the priorities a priority. I would encourage you, if you have friends, if you have family, if you have a good, close, personal, whatever you want to label this individual, you might call them your play cousin. I'm not sure. But if they support you, I would challenge you to find a way to support them, or I would challenge you just to support them if they need a friend to just listen to what they're going through. Yes, you might go to sleep early so that you can wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but you find yourself answering a late phone call from that friend. You're like, ah, but I wanted to do this, 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 but I wanted to be in bed. But this friend called me. Now my routine is all thrown off. It's fine. It's okay. You want to make time for that friend, and you want to make time for that individual, because they're providing, or they will provide something for you when you're in the time of need. If it is an encouraging word, if it is a prayer, if it is a hug, if it is a challenge to force you to upgrade in your own life. So today I want us to focus on making time, because we have time. There's 24 hours in a day. I don't know how many of it you spend sleeping. I don't know how many hours of it you spend working, but there is time. So we need to be intentional with our time. We need to be diligent with our time and where we spend it. Are we at the bar? Are we at the house reading books all day? Are we in church all the time? Are we playing in the rec league and we're trying to act like we're going to make it to the NBA, but we know we have no chance? Hey, that's your business if that's you. If that's you and you listen to the podcast, comment to me and let me know that I offended you, because that was not my intention, but it's a real thing. So make time today. Make a decision to block out some time in your day for those people that you truly care about. And friends, once again, this is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?